you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, December 7th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. The Orange County Board of Supervisors has declared racism and inequity a public health crisis. The majority Republican board joins counterparts in Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties, which have all passed similar resolutions. KPCC's Jill Replogle has more.
At the OC Board of Supervisors meeting, Clayton Chow, director of the Orange County Healthcare Agency, spoke at the podium in support of the resolution declaring racism a public health crisis. Some of the public heckled him, and one person told him to, quote, go back to China. Supervisor Andrew Doe responded.
Really? Go back to China and you think racism is dead? Really?
Doe spoke of his own experiences with racism, including having batteries and bottles thrown at him while training for marathons during his youth in Huntington Beach. In the resolution, the county pledges to make racial and health equity a core part of its work. Covering Orange County, I'm Jill Replogle.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says he has restored the county inspector general's access to his department, reversing a decision by the predecessor whom he defeated in the November election. KPCC's Frank Stoltz has more.
After Inspector General Max Huntsman issued a report critical of then-Sheriff Alex Villanueva in 2019, Villanueva cut off Huntsman's access to the department's personnel management system, a key tool used by the IG to oversee how the agency is working. In October, Villanueva told Huntsman he would no longer be allowed inside department facilities. Luna says his decision to allow the inspector general access again is in the spirit of his commitment to cooperate with oversight bodies, including both the inspector general and the sheriff's civilian oversight commission. I'm Frank Stoltz.
Mayor-elect Karen Bass has announced her transition advisory team ahead of her inauguration at Los Angeles City Hall Sunday morning. Members include labor and civil rights leader Dolores Huerta and Yvonne Wheeler, who is the new president of the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor. Other members include former Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and former Governor Gray Davis. Bass's transition team will be responsible for advising her through the first 100 days of her administration. She officially takes office Monday. California lawmakers returned to the state capitol for a special session this week to consider a cap on oil companies' extraordinary profits, but no votes were taken and no bills passed. Governor Newsom's senior climate advisor, Lauren Sanchez, told KPCC's Air Talk about the proposed price gouging penalty.
It's really aimed around deterring these excessive price increases and really inexplicable gas price spikes and making sure that we keep money in Californians' pockets.
In late September, gas prices reached $6.42 a gallon, soaring 84 cents in just 10 days, while oil companies posted $63 billion in third quarter profits. Lawmakers return to Sacramento January 4th and will begin to determine the penalty for oil companies. The Energy Commission could also be granted access to investigate oil companies' supply and price issues. Meantime, gas prices continue to decline from their recent highs. The state statewide average is $4.66 for a gallon of regular, $4.75 in Los Angeles County. The flu season is in full swing, and although respiratory viruses are common during the fall and winter, this year's numbers are rising to higher rates than were seen in recent years. LA County health officials say the surge can be partly attributed to the lifting of an indoor mask mandate, along with increased gatherings. County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says that her office is keeping an eye on infection numbers for all three respiratory viruses.
We're having a terrible flu season. Lots and lots of people are infected with flu and transmitting flu. We're seeing the highest percent of specimens testing positive for influenza that we ever see at this point during the year. It's very early in our flu season, but usually our peaks are, you know, well into January.
The CDC has ranked Southern California, the entire state for that matter, in the highest of five levels for rates of transmission of flu-like illness. The L.A. Unified School District expects about 44,000 students to show up for its so-called acceleration days. Those are the two extra days of class over winter break that the district has set aside to give struggling students a chance to catch up. But as KPCC's education reporter Kyle Stokes has learned, there have been lingering questions.
Acceleration days are optional for students, so for weeks, LAUSD has been urging parents to sign their kids up. But educators have complained there hasn't been a clear plan for what's going to happen on these days. Well, on Tuesday, LAUSD released a set of sample daily schedules, promising that schools will offer meals, after-school care, and there will even be some transportation options.
The two acceleration days will take place December 19th and 20th at nearly 300 campuses. Catching a performance of the Nutcracker is a Christmastime tradition. This year, the LA Philharmonic is putting on a special version, a combination of the original arrangements and Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn's jazzy reimagining. LA Phil director Gustavo Dudamel will conduct the season's performances, and he tells KPCC's Air Talk that the first act will feature the Tchaikovsky version.
And then in the second part, we combine the original Tchaikovsky with the Ellington dances. So the thing is, it will be a beautiful combination.
Dudamel will also leave an avant-garde reimagining of the Wagner opera Tristan und Isolde this month, called the Tristan Project. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of morning showers. Then look for more sunshine this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-50s to mid-60s in most areas, upper 40s to mid-50s in the Antelope Valley. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.